Aspect Group's RA155CR NCLT Coup secures Juhu Gully, a RA2500CR Mumbai Real Estate Prize. The courtroom acquisition, unpacking the Juhu Gully Prize, the financial masterstroke behind the deal, Unmesh Gujarati, Sprouts News. Exclusive. The Aspect Group secured Mumbai's prize Juhu Gully through an NCLT resolution. Their Rs 155 crore acquisition of 11 stalled firms controls a real estate asset with a potential development value exceeding Rs 2,500 crore. The Aspect Group has masterfully acquired Mumbai's prized Juhu Gully cluster. A strategic NCLT approval grants them control of 11 firms and potential revenue exceeding Rs 2,500 crore. The courtroom acquisition. On June 27, 2025, the NCLT Mumbai bench approved a landmark resolution plan. It handed control of Darshan Developers Group to Shiv Infravision Properties Pte Ltd. This transfer was not via a typical property auction. The deal was finalized inside a Bandra Kurla complex courtroom, bypassing conventional sales channels. The order, IA No. 35 of 2025, revealed a complex corporate structure. Shiv Infravision is a wholly owned subsidiary of Aspect Infrastructure and Construction Pte Ltd. This entity is itself a subsidiary of Aspect Global Ventures Pte Ltd. This layered ownership cemented the Aspect Group's control over the asset. Unpacking the Juhu Gully Prize. The Juhu Gully site is a pocket of prime real estate between Juhu and Andheri. It was previously mired in stalled construction and litigation. The Aspect Group now possesses one of Mumbai's most expensive redevelopment opportunities. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, found the acquisition cost was just Rs 155.22 crore. The resolution plan consolidates 11 insolvent real estate companies. These entities held land parcels across Mumbai's western suburbs. The NCLT order effectively extinguishes legacy claims and liabilities. This provides Aspect with a clean slate for development. The financial masterstroke. The numbers reveal a staggering financial upside. The acquired land portfolio has an estimated fair value of Rs 750 crore. For Aspect, the Rs 155 crore investment is a fraction of the potential return. This represents a significant value play in distressed asset investing. The deal included a substantial allocation for lender Piramal Capital Housing Finance Ltd. They received rights to 40,000 sqft of carpet area at Juhu Gully. This allocation alone carries an implied market value of Rs 140–180 crore based on current rates. The leadership behind the deal. Public records indicate a significant leadership link. Mohit Kamboj, a known figure in bullion and political circles, is involved. He is listed as the Group CEO of Aspect Global Ventures as of 2025. This connects the real estate coup to a prominent business leader. The group's leadership also includes Aksha Mohit Kamboj. She serves as the executive chairperson of Aspect Global Ventures. She is also the first woman chief of the India Bullion Jewelers Association, IBJA. This highlights the group's diversified leadership and influence. Aspect Group's expanding empire. The Aspect Group is a diversified Mumbai-based conglomerate. Its interests span real estate, infrastructure, and hospitality. Aspect Hospitality operates popular Mumbai restaurants like Brunch Cake and OPA Kipos. The group has also expanded its operations internationally. It has established a presence in the USA, UK, Singapore, and Dubai. Aspect Bullion is reported to be a leader in the bullion market. This global footprint underscores its financial capacity. The future skyline of Juhu, the Juhu Gully cluster, is the undisputed trophy asset in this deal. Upon full redevelopment, it could yield over 5–6 lakh sqft of saleable area. This implies potential top-line revenue upwards of around 2,500 crore. The project will transform a stagnant site into a premium address. The NCLT order mandates Aspect to fund the development. It must use its own funds and future project revenues. The order grants full rights to complete and monetize the stalled clusters. This positions Aspect as a major force in Mumbai's premium real estate market. A corporate coup sealed. The NCLT's final approval marks a corporate masterstroke. IA 35-2025 is allowed. The resolution plan is hereby approved, the order states. This single move transforms a distressed portfolio into a future landmark. From a relatively unknown developer, Aspect Group emerges as a quiet victor. Its Rs 155 crore bet may soon redefine the skyline of Juhu. This strategic takeover showcases the power of the insolvency and bankruptcy code in reshaping urban landscapes. BJP's Mohit Kamboj, from banking frauds to Juhu land scam, a chronicle of controversies. BJP leader Mohit Kamboj faces a spectrum of controversies, from multi-crore bank fraud allegations to a political firestorm over a prime Juhu land plot. This Sprouts News investigation chronicles the legal and political battles. The Juhu land scam allegations, a prime 48,407 square foot land parcel in Juhu, is at the centre of an Rs 800 crore alleged scam. The Mumbai Congress has accused the BMC of illegally allocating the plot to a private builder. They allege the plot was handed to Mahadev Realtors, linked to Mohit Kamboj, in a hurried process. The approval was granted in just 4 days, raising serious procedural questions. Banking fraud cheating cases. A special court accepted the CBI's closure report in a Rs 67 crore fraud case against Kamboj. The Bank of India had lodged the complaint, alleging fund diversion. Kamboj paid a one-time settlement and the bank wrote off the remaining amount. In another case, the CBI closed a Rs 103 crore cheating probe against him. The agency cited a lack of dishonest intention found during its investigation. Previously, the Mumbai police had also registered an FIR in a Rs 52 crore cheating case. Political sparring legal entanglements. Congress MP Varsha Gaikwad has publicly sparred with Kamboj over SRA projects. She questioned the appointment of a firm linked to him for a Juhu Gully project. Kamboj denied reports of bagging multiple SRA projects, challenging Gaikwad to provide proof. He also withdrew a 2021 defamation case against NCP leader Nawab Malik. This led to Malik's acquittal by a Mumbai court. Kamboj stated he was unable to attend court proceedings daily. Allegations of undue influence. Shiv Sena, UBT, leader Ambadas Danve alleged Kamboj interferes in the state irrigation department. He claimed a senior bureaucrat takes orders from the BJP leader. Danve demanded an investigation during a legislative council debate. Kamboj was also named by Zeeshan Siddiq in his police statement on his father's murder. He confirmed speaking with Baba Siddiq the day he was murdered, but denied wrongdoing. The charge sheet did not name Kamboj in the murder case.